Z94.3 News, I'm Jim Irizarry. The official death toll in the Hawaiian fires that destroyed the town of Lahaina rose to over 90 yesterday, and officials say they've barely begun their efforts to find all of the victims. The fire is now the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history, topping the 85 who lost their lives in the 2018 Camp Fire in California. Maui police say that 89 of the 93 victims found so far are John and Jane Does and will require time to identify. A class action lawsuit was filed yesterday by three law firms against Hawaiian Electric, alleging the destruction caused by the fire could have been avoided if the company had de-energized power lines in the area before the high winds spurred by Hurricane Dora to the south struck the island. A LaPorte County woman has pled guilty in the death of her 4-year-old son. Mary Yoder pleaded guilty to neglect of a dependent and domestic battery. Prosecutors say her biological son, Judah Morgan, was tortured and beaten by the boy's father. Court documents say Yoder was aware of the abuse but didn't stop it. She's due to be sentenced in November. The boy's father, Alan Morgan, is currently serving a 70-year prison sentence for Judah's death. Work will begin today at the intersection of Lincoln Way East and Capitol Avenue. Workers will be increasing the area for the sidewalk. There will be times of significant delays to westbound traffic, as traffic will be funneled into one single lane. The official death toll in the Hawaiian fires that destroyed the town of Lahaina rose to over 90 yesterday, and officials say they've barely begun their efforts to find all of the victims. The fire is now the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history, topping the 85 who lost their lives in the 2018 Camp Fire in California. Maui police say that 89 of the 93 victims found so far are John and Jane Does and will require time to identify. A class action lawsuit was filed yesterday by three law firms against Hawaiian Electric, alleging the destruction caused by the fire could have been avoided if the company had de-energized power lines in the area before the high winds spurred by Hurricane Dora to the south struck the island. A judge has ordered Michigan state prosecutors to release certain documents used as evidence against several men charged with aiding a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Eric Van Dussen, a videographer and freelance journalist, filed a lawsuit after the Attorney General's office rejected his public records request. He's working on a documentary about political extremism. The state claimed the records would interfere with law enforcement proceedings and possibly spoil an upcoming trial. However, Court of Claims Judge James Redford noted that the records can't be shielded under Michigan's Freedom of Information Act. The weather in Ohio played havoc with the South Bend Cubs series against Lake County this weekend, forcing them to play a doubleheader yesterday. The Captains took the first game 7-6, which was the completion of Friday night's game, which was postponed due to the weather. In yesterday's regularly scheduled game, Lake County also took that one 6-3. The Cubs have an off day today before continuing their road trip at West Michigan tomorrow. The Chicago Cubs couldn't close out a 3-game sweep of Toronto north of the border, losing yesterday 11-4. Milwaukee beat the White Sox 7-3 to complete that series sweep. Milwaukee's lead over the Cubs in the NL Central's 3.5 games. The Cubs are also currently tied with the Reds for second in the division. Another 2-game set between the Cubs and White Sox begins tomorrow at Wrigley Field. Boston took 2 of 3 from Detroit over the weekend, including yesterday's 6-3 win.
Z94.3 weather.
Partly sunny this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of rain as we head into the afternoon and evening, a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujo.